Now, we're going to move on to Australia because it's become the first country to ban social media for children under 16, blocking access in a move welcomed by many parents, but criticised by major tech companies and free speech advocates. Teenagers were locked out of their accounts and the ban has come into effect. Would, however, a social media ban for children work here? Harry, remind us what Ireland is planning in this area, because we're hearing about this digital passport, which is promising to change things.
Yeah, and Patrick O'Donovan has made this his mission. And I think Australia, it's actually very useful for him that it's happening in Australia, because that will be almost like the guinea pig that will test to see if this is possible or not. I listened to a Vox Pop earlier on today from Australia, where 15 and 16-year-old kids were asked about the effects of this.
Were losing their minds.
Some of them were, but some mm-hmm. of them were saying, you know, that, you know, I won't be on my phone all the time. I'll be doing other things. Yeah. And maybe they're just saying that in the first 24 hours. And then after that, they will begin to do it. And then other kids were saying that we will find a get around. And then they're also talking about complications, that new platforms will emerge, new companies will provide different services. That would be kind of a sideways way of getting into TikTok or into Snapchat or whatever they're into. So Patrick O'Donovan is very, very determined that that's going to happen in Ireland as well. And he was really critical of the European Commission. He said the European Commission were meant to set up an expert group on this and it hasn't happened. And he said they've been very slow to move and he's going to pilot it in Ireland next year and make it the main part of his component when Ireland gets the EU presidency next year. So essentially he's talking about a digital wallet, which will be an app. And those who are over 16 will have to verify in the app, will have to show some verification method, including their PRS number, that they are over the age of 16. And that will be contained within this app, which is a digital wallet. And then
it's a MyGov ID. Well, similar, isn't it?
It's not. He's saying it's essentially saying that the app will contain the information, and then that the digital wallet, the fact that the kid is over 16 or under 16, will be shared with the social media company, but none of the data in relation, none of the private data in relation to particular individual will be shared. All the social media companies will know, he has maintained, is the fact that the child is either, or the teenager, is either over 16 or under 16.
What will force the social media companies to comply or act on that? Because there's no under 16 a ban in place. They don't impose anything. There is an age of consent, of course.
Well, there's a Digital Services Act in place throughout Europe, so Ireland can't move unilaterally. So it will have to get the whole of the EU to move in concert. So it's going to be introduced as a pilot in Ireland next year, I think, with about 2,000 users initially, and then he's hoping to get the rest of the EU on board to broaden it. And I think in a way it's a good idea. There was a harrowing case that has been reported on today in relation to a person who was involved in sexual abuse who had access to pornography at a very young age. I mean, there is a problem. I mean, what do you do to stop 12-year-old kids having access to completely inappropriate material? And you take a decision whether you're going to try to stop that. And if you do, you have to go down the road that Patrick O'Donovan is, or do you balance that and say, you know, civil liberties trumps that? Mm-hmm. And he argued very strongly today that he is determined to get the ban in place. He likened it to saying to a 5-year-old, you can go up to a bar and order a whiskey, or you can tell a 5-year-old that you can have a cigarette. He said it's as serious as that from his perspective. And I thought his argument was compelling. I think there is a civil liberties issue and it'll be difficult maybe to balance both. But I think the idea is a good one. I'm not sure if it can be affected or not, but I would sympathise with where he's coming from.
Joanna, is what the government is planning to introduce strong enough in your view?
Look, there's no doubt that Minister O'Donovan is very passionate and very driven on this. It's how we get there, I suppose, and how we tease it out. Like, is a ban technologically feasible? You know, like, the teenagers that are around, they're so tech savvy. They know more than any other generation that has come before them, and they know how to get around online restrictions with VPNs and things like that. So all of that has to be considered. A blanket outright ban, I'm not in favour of. That's been straight with you. I don't think there's enough data. I don't think there's been enough consultation with those stakeholders in the field to...
In Australia, I think the decision was made based on their own research, especially among...
But we don't have that research, and that's the problem.
Younger
like
cohort
last week
of,
at the committee,
of,
we had...
Girls and boys within this age range. What you're saying is we don't right now have the same level of research and evidence
like we
to
had
force an outright ban.
Cyber Safe Kids and Children's Rights Alliance in front of the committee last week, and neither of their opening statements reference anything about a ban for under 16s on social media or online. So I asked them out straight. I said, you know, what's your views on this? You know, government are moving on this. The minister is very driven by it. And both of them referenced that they had major concerns about this. Cyber Safe Kids in particular said they have spoke to over 100,000 youths. They've spoke to teachers, they've spoke to parents, and they have major concerns about children being isolated and marginalised groups of children perhaps been taken away from their only source of communication and their only source of engagement and socialising and stuff like that. So I don't think the empirical data is there at this stage to warrant a blanket ban.
But what about what the government is planning on introducing and having this digital wallet in place or something similar to
a
government ID in order to get in.
Particularly when you look at adults accessing teen platforms and stuff like that. You know, I've no issue with that. My caution at the moment is around the model of the MyGov ID, because anybody under 16 can't avail of a MyGov ID. So if that's the model we're going, does that inadvertently or it definitively intends to block out under 16s. So that's the bit I'm not clear on at the moment.
Because I think people might be familiar with the MyGov ID if they're trying to access revenue, if they're trying to access, you know, the ECI scheme, you know, the sort of government schemes and state bodies. But to use it in order to access private social media platforms, how is that going to work?
Well, it's a form of proof. It's a form of age verification. It's not you're not handing data to the online platforms. So,
although they are assessing that data and the PPS,
there'd be no further data beyond the proof that you are the age that you are. So that's the only data that will go towards the online platform. It'll go no further.
And on the issue of teenagers or kids accessing MyGov IDs, I mean, are there workarounds or like is the tech in place to do this on the pilot basis that is being rolled out?
It is being rolled out, exactly, yeah. So over the next space of the next few months, this will be piloted and will be tested by a few. And this is what it's being rolled out for, to see, to iron out all these and to tease out what problems there may be, because I am in favour of anything that will stop our young people accessing this sort of content.
People may be concerned in that a MyGov account requires a public service card, which means enrolling a person's facial image in a biometric database run by the Department of Social Protection. And that database was recently found, wasn't it, to be illegal by the Data Protection Commission. So how is it going to work?
There's no question at all at the moment. There's no confirmation that digital facial recognition will be used. So that's not on the table right now. So it will be down to other forms of proof of age.
I think it's primarily the PPS number, because the PPS number will confirm the age of the person. And I think beyond that, I don't know where the MyGov ID piece came into it, but I'm not quite sure if it's going to be used in terms of as an age verification.
And it's only being used to say it will be a similar sort of system. We're not mentioning it's not linked at all to mygov.ie.
Paul Lawless, to bring you in here, is it a point of frustration that we have to wait on a European level and the Digital Services Act in order to do something to protect our children?
It is, and it is particularly given the extent that this is not new technology. This has been around for a very, very long time, and this has actually been harming our children for several years. Like, over almost a half of Irish students attending school-going age students report experiencing cyber cyberbullying. And the majority of them are never reported. In fact, there are children in bed asleep tonight being bullied on their phones. And there was once upon a time when I was in school where if you were bullied in school, you were only bullied in the playground. And normally when the class resumed, you had safety with the teacher in front of you and you went home to your home and that safe place. That is no longer the case. And it is devastating. There are several children, and I raised this in the Dáil today, who have actually committed suicide. Young girl as young as 13 years of age committed suicide as a result of this. So this is crucially important, and AIM2 have highlighted this for a very long time. We proposed a bill a number of years ago to ban smartphones in primary schools. And indeed, we also proposed a bill into the Dáil that would ban hardcore pornography for young people as well. You know, the children are experiencing and witnessing really horrendous content that is distorting their young minds, and they're being bullied. In so we support it, and we have called
for
this.
Do you support, I suppose, what the government is planning on doing now, and do you think it goes far enough?
To be honest with you, we do need to tease out the detail in terms of how this is going to be implemented. Right. There are civil liberty issues that must be addressed. The Council of Civil Liberties today called on the minister to clearly outline his plans. I am concerned around state-run checks and so on. But like, it is crucially important that we get to grips with this and we introduce a ban, and I support a ban for children up to 16.
And we're asking all the stakeholders in this. Fianna Fáil carried out a Parenting in a Digital Age survey throughout the summer, and the outcome was remarkable. 75% of parents do want smartphones banned in schools. 20% say they don't understand how social media works. And third say they've bought their smartphones for children age 11 to 13.
Well, a lot of parents would also, I suppose, argue about the difficulty it is when you are up against these huge platforms with all their methods of keeping kids or keeping people online and keeping them scrolling. Yeah. And then the recommender or the algorithm system that is there.
Yeah, the algorithms have got to be attacked or possibly just switched off.
A core part of its model. So, I mean, you're saying they have to be switched off. I mean, it's clearly not as easy as that.
It
because
could
if it
be.
Was,
well, it could be.
If the social media companies, why hasn't it happened now?
It's a huge stream of revenue for
them.
Well, your party's
in government, Alison.
Exactly. And that's why it's on the table. That's why it's being talked about. And it is being talked
about. But that's not what's happening now, though, is it? I mean, we're talking about a digital card, about age restrictions. But key to this, and we've heard Alex Cooney from CyberSafe Ireland talking about this, going, you know, the blanket bans and the age restrictions, it's actually about targeting those algorithms and that recommender system that leads children down such a toxic route.
No, they will not be let off the hook, but it has to be multi-pronged.
We can't just give them an out on this. We can legislate to protect our children offline. So why can't we step up and legislate to protect our children online? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not, the Data Protection Commission is put out over 3 billion in fines last year. They didn't even collect 1% of that. It was 0.6% of them fines were collected. So these big platforms are laughing at us. They're saying there's no enforcement. We can do what we want. So we need to step up. We need to legislate. We need to enforce. And we need to protect our children online. Our children have a right to participate online. And that's in the UN Convention of a Child's Rights.
Yeah.
They have a right to participate.
I think people will be
so we just need to find that balance.
To know what other countries are doing in this regard. A French parliamentary commission probing the psychological effects of TikTok has recommended banning social media for children under 15 and adopting this digital curfew for 15 to 18 year olds. That is now being considered. Can they forge ahead, or are they in a similar boat to us and having to wait to get cross European support and an EU wide decision before anything?
I think under the EU wide digital services legislation, all member states have to act in concert. And the difficulty is that some states are not minded. Don't want to move at all. So
I'm not sure which ones, obviously not France. Because we heard that the minister was saying that today, and I think there would be an interest among people to see
I think probably more of the ones where you have kind of slightly more nationalist governments in place. I wouldn't be surprised if Hungary, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, maybe some of the former Eastern Croatia might not be moved to do it. They are heavily backing the social media companies. The recommender algorithms, I mean, there's a code of conduct that was published last year that didn't actually say that they should be turned off, and they should really be turned off, because not only for kind of inappropriate material, but there's also kind of extreme and dangerous material that they kind of guide young people down. And we've seen some extreme examples of that manifesting itself in Irish society and elsewhere.
We can't legislate for what over 16s look at, watch, absorb, spread, but we can help with those under 16, and that's what we need to be doing.
And I think all the panel in agreement that this is, a step forward, and seeing what's happening in Australia should be interesting and could prove a blueprint for elsewhere. I'd like to thank my panel tonight, Alison Cumman, Paul Lawless and Joanna Byrne.